Good evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and it is absolutely my pleasure to be with you tonight. We have a very special guest with us, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom on BBSRadio.com. First of all, I'd like to send a great hello to all my Minnesota friends that we were just at the Edge Expo in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So to all those folks out there who I came to my booth and went to my talk and just gave me hugs, I love you all, and I'm so glad to have seen you. And the person we're going to talk to is not originally from Minnesota, but he is a wonderful guy that I met a few years ago and is into something that is so revolutionary, I can't tell you how excited I am. The gentleman who's going to be with us tonight, his name is Thomas Morton. And my personal opinion is Thomas is a wizard, and he's also a master at alchemy. But that's just my opinion. But beyond that, he is a man who is an entrepreneur. He's on the cutting edge of just about anything that's metaphysical. And he has a knowledge that is so vast that the only way that it can be explained is to tell you about the program he is now teaching. And so what we're going to talk about tonight is light speed learning. And I'm not even going to begin to share with you what that is, because we're going to let Thomas tell you all about it. And the Akashic Records have come forward with questions for Thomas. So I want you all to just sit back, relax, and be expanded tonight as we speak to Thomas Morton on light speed learning. Welcome, Thomas.
Yeah, thanks, Donna. I'm really grateful to be here. I just want to share that too. It's nice to be able to share with everybody about what's happening and where we're going. And truly, it's kind of like where we're going back to, because if everybody could kind of just think about when they were a child, or if you've had children, you know that children between the age of 0 and 5 years old or so, they just absorb information and just bring it in at super speeds. We actually have a lot of data recently where we're showing that children are actually learning with pictures. They're taking pictures in their mind, otherwise known as a photographic memory. And now, what happens at the time around 5 or 6 is we all go to school, and we're taught how to learn. And it's kind of amazing, because the learning curve actually takes a downturn at that point for the rest of our lives, and that's National Educational Foundation's learning curve. So it's going up at this terrific rate, and then it turns on a slight down angle for the rest of our lives. And that's caused by what's called the rote system of learning, which depends on the conscious mind to retain information. And what happens is basically we're taken out of this super learning state that we are and turned into this conscious mind learning system. And it's I'm not pointing a finger or saying it's anybody's fault. It's not. I mean, I know a lot of educators are beautiful people. They really want to help. It's the only problem is they've been taught the same way we have, and they're just doing their best to do what they can do. Well, if you want to butt in too, Donna, feel free to.
I will in a minute. I want you to tell them what it is.
Well,
so you go ahead.
What we're dealing with is we're dealing with that natural ability as we were as a child. What we've been taken away from, we're helping you get that back.
Okay.
And we do that with technology, with audio and visual entrainment, to assist you to get into the state that you were as a child. And then by turning pages, basically in a book at first, at 2 pages a second, we teach you how to actually take that information in at subliminal speeds. And that equals out to being around 25,000 words a minute.
Wow.
And then we give you causal testing after every book, so, you know, 50 questions, true, false, multiple choice, essay, to let you know, to let your conscious mind really get it, that you're actually getting this information, because you'll do good on the test. Really what we're doing is we're teaching you how to trigger it back.
Right, and that's what I was going to ask you. In other words, like, how is it called the conscious? In other words, like, after I read a book with light speed learning, how would I know that I read this book? Would I have a sense and a grasp of this, or would it be a knowing that I call back when I need it?
It could be either.
Okay.
First of all, you would in the first stages of it, you'll have a sense that you've brought information in, but you won't feel like you've read anything because really you haven't.
Uh-huh.
Reading stops at the speed that you can talk at. Let me just share real quickly. When we were children, we were taught how to read.
Uh-huh.
Most of us saw the teacher at the blackboard up there writing down, like, Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. And then we'd all say it out loud and read it on the blackboard. Then the teacher may say, okay, students, open your books and shut your mouths, don't say anything, and read it. And we'd read in our heads, we'd hear Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Well, that's sub-vocalizing, and that's reading. And in order to read, you have to subvocalize. So we're either hearing the words or we're feeling the words in our minds as we go over the pages. And this is this stops at about the speed the fastest talker can talk at,
okay,
which, according to Guinness World Book Records, is a little over 600 words a minute. So that's the fastest anybody can read. And after that, it goes to the speed reading, and from then it goes to light speed photography.
Mm. So let me ask you, I mean, were you complete with that, or can I ask you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So if someone were to read a spiritual book, let's say like a volume of the Kabbalah, would they have a comprehension of that, an understanding of that knowledge that they just consumed if they had no prior experience with it? Or how would that work?
Well, you see, first of all, our only point of reference up until now, most of us anyway, unless we're super sensitive,
uh-huh,
is to what we refer to as reading. So when we read something, we kind of like, oh yeah, I read that, and I remember it to be this or this. So when we're talking right now, you're thinking, well, you know you read it. Well, you won't have a feeling like you read it.
Okay.
But this comes through what is known as the intuitive or the inner knowing of the individual. This
okay.
information comes through that way. And without going too deep into that activity, what I want to share with you is that when you would have a feeling like you read it, it's difficult to describe. But when the information is called to you, if you've taken the course, if you need the information, you call the information to you, and then it flows clearly and precisely back to you. And there's a few different ways we teach to actually trigger it back, but that's part of the course. You have to take the course to learn that.
Sure. We mentioned in an article that I was reading, I think, or even on your website, that this technology is a pathway to all knowing. And that's what you were talking about right a minute ago, right? Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, of course, you know, your listeners are attuned to the Akashic records and the
sure.
understanding of that. And really, the records, what are the records? They're the records of every person's thought and deed.
Right.
Since the beginning
of time and beyond.
Yeah, and then even in our ancient books, we call it God's Book of Remembrance, mm-hmm. or many different things, right?
Right.
But it's still this book. It's
right.
this record, this written, this in the ethers. And here's what we have. We have a pathway
uh-huh.
to the center of everything that ever was, is, and will be. We have a pathway into no time and space. Now, it's the conscious mind cannot comprehend no time and space because it's built on a linear time frame experience. What I mean by that is we see time, we see space, we see all these things out here with our senses, and they report that this is what's happening. But we know clearly with quantum physics that it's really not happening. Matter of fact, what we're seeing is only here about half the time, and the actual matter that makes up what we're seeing is, 25-30% of actual matter, and the rest of it's space. So, you know, we're really seeing a reflection of energy. But we call it real. But really, how real is it? And where does it come from?
Right.
So this creative energy that we all are is in either a finite rule or an infinite rule. A finite rule has a beginning, therefore it will have an end. An infinite rule never had a beginning, therefore it will never have an end. And we're infinite beings. We're eternal beings. We are. And so in this case, we're an eternal being experiencing a finite rule, but calling it real. So this takes us back, this light speed learning takes us back to the knowing that we're eternal beings and we're in an infinite role and we're able to create and alter and reorganize that which had a beginning, which will have an end, which is known as alchemy.
Yes. Well, I want to stop just for a moment and tell folks that if you have a question for Thomas around this, you can actually call in tonight. The numbers in the U.S. to call in is toll-free at 877-876-5227. Or if you're in Canada, you can dial in at 888-815-9756. Or if you're out of the country, you can. Our country code is 01, and you can dial direct at 530-876-3222. And if for some reason you're not able to get through and you would like to email a question, you're welcome to do that. And you can email me a question. I'm sitting in front of my computer right now. And you can email the question at info@akashicwisdom.com. So you've got a variety of ways of contacting us for questions, and we'd really welcome some questions from you. Also, Thomas, why don't you give your contact information for the folks and so they know how to contact you once the program is done?
Sure, sure. I'd be happy to. Our website is Lightspeed, that's LightSpeed-learning, LEARNING.com, or it's lightspeed dash or hyphen, whatever you want to call it, learning.com. And the toll-free number is 866-511-0784. That's 866-511-0784.
So you really got to check out his website, folks, because he's got this wonderful way. He's got these characters that actually talk to you about what you can read, and he's got different characters. They're really great. It's a wonderful website. One of the things that fascinates me about this work that you're doing is that the possibilities that exist around on this. But I'm curious. Was this education and technology divinely inspired?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think anything that's worth anything isn't. But, you know, it's just the way that we look at it. The truth is that this process has been on the planet, probably known to be on the planet, since around 1950-something. There was a high school teacher that came across it when he was a speed reading teacher. And he came across this actual ability to ramp it up and go to high speeds beyond speed reading and actually get a result. And then he kind of just disappeared. He wrote a book called Damn the School System, Full Speed Ahead. And then there was another gentleman in the mid-70s that had a speed reading school that was absolutely divinely inspired to do that. He left a multi-million dollar a year income and called by spirit, went out into the middle of the desert, basically walking around, ended up in Phoenix walking the streets and walked into the speed reading school, knew he was supposed to buy it, bought it, didn't know a thing about speed reading, and was directed to take a look at it and learned how to speed read, and then it evolved from there where he came across this also. Now, Lazarenov, out of Russia, he was doing something back then at that time, a little bit prior to that, where he actually had five-year-olds, a whole group of them, that spoke five languages at the age of five.
Wow.
And, you know, when most kids major in kindergarten at that age, he had these kids just going, and they kept on track with them all the way up to the age of 18. Now, these are super learners, okay?
Yeah.
But we all are. All he did was utilize their abilities and keep them in the zone, as we call it.
Sure.
And what we do is everybody's done it before. We've all done it as children. So that's the good news. The not-so-good news is that we've been entrained and subliminally programmed to believe that we're lacking, to believe that we're unable to do these things, that this is just too far out. I can't do this. All the types of doubts that the conscious mind throws at us. But intuitively inside we go, yeah, it's probably possible, but I don't know if I could do it. which we've never known a person that couldn't, and we've collectively taught over 110,000 people. And those are people, some of them half blind, all different types of so-called learning disorders, because I call it so-called because they're not. I mean, those are conscious mind learning disorders, if they are disorders truly at all. But the point being is dyslexia, attention deficit disorder, all these ADHD, ADD, ADHD, whatever they are, these things, these little titles that we put on things today, we bypass them. We go right past them to the subconscious mind of the information at subliminal speeds.
Finish what you're saying.
Well, it starts at 25,000 words a minute, as fast as you can basically turn pages. And then we speed it up to about 35,000 words a minute. And then towards the end of the class, we break out our patented software. We hit 1.5 million words a minute. Now, we'll upload an entire book in about 4 seconds in your subconscious mind.
Wow.
And then you've already been taught, obviously, how to trigger it back. And you'll take a 50-question, true-false, multiple-choice, and essay test on scientific information that you don't know anything about, didn't before, but you do now, and you'll be able to get a great grade. And these kind of things just blow people's mind. By the time they leave, they're ecstatic. Most of our students are in agreement that they really probably can't even tell anybody about this because nobody would believe them, first off. And they're in a different plane of consciousness by the time they leave. So they've accelerated back into the zone, and they don't want to alter that. And it's just a different place to be. I know you know that, Donna, knowing you.
Oh, sure.
That you tap into that area on a regular basis.
Right.
And we all can.
Right.
It's just that we've closed the door, so to speak.
So from a deeply spiritual place, what are some of the results your students have experienced after taking this course?
Well, not just after taking it, during it.
Okay.
We've had people, part of the course, matter of fact, by the fourth or fifth hour of a 17-hour course,
uh-huh.
you're actually in alchemy. You're in the application of universal law and actually pulling from universal law into your creative space that which is needed or desired on the highest level. And in this case, individuals are manifesting during the class. We had one person that manifested just a while back $2.5 million in the class. We had another woman that had walked into a class on the third day after she came in, wheeled in a wheelchair, and been in a wheelchair for 10 years, I think, or so. So, people, they have these so-called miraculous recoveries, but the miracle is really application of universal law, utilizing our eternal divine presence to call into our experience that which is needed to better ourselves and all of those on the planet and off the planet. So,
interesting. So let me ask you this. So you said that they would have a knowledge. So if a person wanted to learn a foreign language, would they be able to learn a foreign language with this?
Absolutely. We haven't done it all. I've done it. Well, it's a little different, though. How it works is we'll use a dual dictionary.
Okay.
So the language, your native language, and then the language you want to learn, in a dictionary, and you'll, what we call light-speed photography, photograph that information and bring it into your subconscious mind. You'll intuitively understand what the words mean then when you read them, but you won't be able to speak it until you actually go through that process, because learning that process, it'll be accelerated, so you learn how to speak it much faster, but it won't be like you immediately know how to speak it, because that requires certain muscle groups that, move the vocal cords and everything else. So.
As well as you probably wouldn't be able to write it, you'd be able to read it, but not necessarily...
That's accurate.
Right.
Although you would sometimes find yourself writing down a word that would mean something in a different language, which we do with some of the students, which is very interesting. Another thing we do is we activate the photographic memory. There's two parts of a photographic memory. One part is that you can see a page verbatim, and you actually see something within yourself, and you can read it or go back to it and recognize that. Another part of a photographic memory is knowing it from a different place. That's really where we work in that zone of the inner knowing. Although We do the other part, too, where we actually activate that photographic piece where people do a dictionary and they'll be able to tell, you know, zone in on a word, for instance, know where it is on the page and the page number and go right to it.
That's right. You know, when you come to the all-knowing thing or just have a sense of the knowing, that's what I feel like when I'm in the Akasha. That's exact. In other words, like, I really understand that because, I mean, as you know, I use a prayer to access the Akasha. But what would be nice to couple with that is this technology plus my ability, you know, with saying the sacred prayer and opening the Akasha. I mean, I just, that would just be amazing. It would seem that not only could a person, well, they could pretty much accomplish anything that they wanted to, including, and first and foremost, really kind of eliminating any blocks they had to success or prosperity or whatever by having this knowledge of this eternal and expanded wisdom.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's just, it's amazing stuff. I'm curious, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to this? And are you the creator of Lightspeed Learning?
I'm one of the founders of the company, but, I mean, I wouldn't even get close to saying that. I mean, you know, I mean, I really got to give everything to our creator for being the creator of everything.
Well, I understand, but what I'm asking is that was there a group of people that put this together? Was it were you the person that created the software and the information, or how? So here's a couple questions, and you can just kind of take it from there. Little bit about yourself and your background, how you came to this, and how was this created?
Sure. Okay, well, you know, my life was really strange. I woke up on the planet Earth when I was young. Anyway, I had this wild thing where I saw things, and I, at a very young age, learned that I couldn't really tell people I saw these things because they, first of all, wouldn't believe me, and then they started thinking I was a little bit off. But around the age of 13, when a spaceship landed in the field next door, and I'm not kidding, and outside my window, in the field next door, I lived out in the country, and the Air Force was there, the police, and everybody, they're out there measuring this ring, right? And it's early in the morning. Now, that night prior, I had had one of the most profound evenings of my existence so far, and I was just totally blown away. I was in awe, you know, and I my life was like that. I couldn't really communicate with people. I found myself at the age of 9 or 10 putting books under my pillows and sleeping with them because I knew that I'd get the information somehow.
Right.
You know, and
I do that now.
Yeah, well, right. You know, so there it is. And I found myself you know, working with philosophy books.
Wow.
and different books like that when I was young, you know. And then I ended up looking for God in all the wrong places, kind of like seeking, you know, the more of a drug-induced mystical route for a minute. And then that didn't work, so I got away from that real quick, completely removed myself from all mind-altering substance, and that's been over, like, whatever, 25 years or something. But the point is that had its own piece in my life. And then around the age of, well, I guess it was, 21, I re-entered back into sacred geometry. I say re-enter because I already knew it, but it was just phenomenal how it worked. Pat Flanagan had written a book called Pyramid Power, I think around 74 or something like that. But anyway, I kind of reconnected with his group, and then with Kenneth Killick and others that were building sacred geometry sites, and it just moved on and on and on until now. You know, we're doing a tremendous amount with technology to produce sacred geometry and technology to help people enter into no time and space, to help them get into a very deep space. So that's a whole different topic someday. But
yes.
But that in itself is what happened is I went through this evolving piece where I actually ended up kind of against the wall saying, you know, what do I want to do with my life? And really what I wanted to do is help people. That's what it boiled down to.
Right.
And so I had to take a look at how far would I be willing to go to do that. And I looked real deeply within my soul. I was actually in a monastery at that point in my life. And I made a decision that I'd go to any length. for everybody. Uh-huh. You know, I don't believe in death. What can they do to me?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, it's, they might take this, you know, temple that the spirit resides in, but they can't do anything to the spirit. So, you know, I'll just come back around and do it again. But, you know, I'd like to get as much done in this one as I can.
Sure.
So, yeah, anyway, I ended up being catapulted into all these, what mankind calls cutting-edge stuff as far as metaphysical. And then I was in meditation, in deep meditation. I had a vision, and I was basically asking the masters how one could get a message to the world that was really needed to get out there. And the response back was, it can happen, it will happen, you'll see, and it's the ability's there, and you'll be able to do it in just a few minutes.
Huh.
And this was before, and I forgot all about that, okay? And then around the year 2000, after I'd been in technology for a good 10 years or so, I was in meditation, I got this hit, and they reflected back to that time. And you know what it was? It was the Internet.
Huh.
And I immediately knew it was a win because when I, you know how it is, Donna, when you get a message like that and then they show you later, you know, it's just like, you know, it's already done. You're just
right.
In the experience of it happening. So now here we are in 2007, coming on 2008, and we're actually in a place where we've created it. It's here. And what this does, all the programs we're creating are modules, and those modules will fit into the Internet. And we're on a mission in about 2 to 2.5 years to give this to the world.
Wow.
So the first world is paying for that right now. So everybody, you know, sorry if you're here, so to speak, but I'm sure you're, you know, it's just the way it is. Everybody's going to be paying for it to help the rest of the planet get it. And, my gosh, if we had 50 instructors trained tomorrow, more than we have, they'd all be busy too. I mean, we just have so many people that want to everywhere. And we're going all over the world with this. We're going to New Zealand in February. We're in Bermuda. We're you know, Peru.
Well, you tell people you've got a class coming up next weekend. Tell so that if anybody wants to grab a plane and fly in, I'll give you a travel site that you can get a cheap flight on and come and see Thomas and take this course next week. Tell them where it's going to be.
Oh, yeah. The class is actually in Minneapolis. It's at the Radisson Hotel.
Okay.
And it's in Plymouth. So, if you can remember Plymouth Rock.
well, they can go up online and find out, right?
On the site,
yep.
And maps to it. So I just want to share what happens here is when we're doing this, you know, a lot of people wonder, how does this work? What's going on? You know, like, I think it's probably possible that I can learn at these speeds, but I want to know.
Yes, talk about what happens in the workshop. I mean, because you were saying that you have computers and headphones and all sorts of things or whatever. Talk about what kind of technology is actually at the workshop and what somebody can expect.
Sure. Well, first of all, you know, I really have to give, you know, a lot of gratitude to Lazarnoff, Jose Silva, Richard Welch, many pioneers that pioneered this process prior to us, because everybody's been working on this in a collective effort for a very long time, and we're just happen to be at the point of what's known as the harvest. But there's been a whole lot of people that planted the seeds and tended the crops and pruned them and everything else prior to us harvesting. So that being said, what you do is you go into the class and you'll see a headphone set in front of you, and a pencil and a pen and a piece of paper, and that's basically what's there. And possibly a giant screen in front of you, or maybe many monitors all throughout the classroom, depending on what classroom you have. And we'll go over a lot of different things as far as the application of this. It's truly what we first need to do is get past the doubt. And everybody's been taught and entrained and programmed to doubt everything, and fear, and question, and analyze, and enter into what we call beta consciousness, which is a beta frequency. It's very, very inefficient, and that's where 90% or more of humanity resides. So there's a collective of individuals, 90% of us on the planet, in this very dysfunctional thought form. And then we have those of us that are artists, and those of us that are pulling from our creative centers, and those of us that are working kind of between both worlds, so to speak, and we're in an alpha consciousness more. So we start to talk about the different states of consciousness, and we have theta, then we have delta, and we really help everybody understand all these so that you kind of understand where you're going to go, because we're going to take you to a specific oscillation within alpha, an area, a zone, a little area there.
Okay, so just back up for a minute and please explain what you mean by take you to a specific oscillation for our listeners. Please,
sure.
Please explain that.
What you would be doing is you'd put on headphones and watching a visual experience at the same time that has the frequencies of where you want to go. So you're listening to something very beautiful, but it actually has the target location frequencies built into it. So there's what's called a sympathetic response. It's when you like something and you're listening to it and you're okay with it, you open up to it. And when you open up to it, you go to it. That's just the way it is. So we help you get there.
So let me just see if I've got this. So you're basically, in the very beginning, recalibrating the brain frequencies in order to be able to receive this information. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But truly, you've already been there as a child. We're just helping you get back there.
Right. So it's a more powerful remembrance, but it's based on the frequencies and vibrations what they're showing me is like a rubber band that always goes back, and so that when these frequencies and the vibrations hit the brain waves, and it recalibrates back to the innocence, if you will, and the openness. Is that what you're saying?
That's accurate.
Yes.
See, what we first do, and I apologize for not mentioning this, is when you're listening to this music, the first thing we're doing is we're putting you into, with music, and what's called a binaural B technology, into actually what's known as a whole brain state. So you have both parts of your brain working, both sides.
Right.
And that's the first thing. Then we put in the frequencies to take you where you like to go. But what people really are enthralled about, beautiful, and just go wild about, is that this is the zone. This is the doorway to that which those that maybe saw the movie The Secret, where people pull and create from and pull and bring into their world what's needed. So this is the doorway we're opening up. So it's a doorway to you do this activity and bring information in that these, well, we now call super speeds, but really we don't even know what the limits of the mind are. We don't have machines that will go that fast. We've peaked out at 2 million words a minute, and the machines peaked out before the human mind. We had control groups, the University of Arizona. They just did fabulous. But the group that didn't know how to do it, they didn't do it much better than guessing. The point is at 2 million words a minute. Now, in the class, we only hit 1.3 or 1.5 million words a minute, but nevertheless.
Oh, gee.
You're talking in a whole book in about 3 or 4 seconds.
Right, right. Now, let me just, we were talking before about putting books under our pillow and reading them that way. And so if I'm hearing you correctly, it's almost like taking the book, opening it up, and just fanning it. Or maybe not even doing that. Or can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, but I don't want to lose anybody here, because we're really talking about resonance learning.
I know.
And resonance learning is actually a frequency.
Exactly.
Everything is a frequency.
Yeah.
And it's an imprint, and that which is Akasha is an imprint of a frequency. Well, okay, here every book in the physical plane has a frequency within the Akasha, right?
Right.
So the
everything that's ever lived or ever has lived has an imprint.
Right on. And
right.
So then we have these creative books that have they're in the physical form. So they have a kind of like harmonics. When you have the same note in different octaves.
Right.
You have a book residing in a much slower lower octave here in the physical plane. But in the ethers, it's in this way, way higher zone where we human ears can't even hear it, and or possibly many of us haven't yet attuned to other than you and others to actually pull from there. But here we have this other frequency. Nevertheless, it's the same thing. It's the same note. It's the same frequency, just in a different octave. So that's a good way to explain it. It's the point is that we pull from it while we're sleeping on it.
Right.
We merge with it.
Right.
Okay. If it's and then we are able to call back that knowledge, and we go, where'd that come from?
Yeah. And what's fascinating about this, and what I can feel, and I really can't wait to take this course, by the way, and it's something that I would love to be, as you and I have talked, also be one of your instructors. And just want to tell you, everyone who's listening, is, you know, this is an opportunity to be on the cutting edge. So if this calls to you, this is something that you really need to answer, and really contact Thomas and take one of the classes, of the courses, experience it, and then really follow your calling to become an instructor. And because this is something that is going to serve the planet in a way that we haven't even conceived of. I mean, we only have a small idea, and there was it's a big idea, but in reality, this could literally change the whole educational system, as well as the way people work, think, act, behave. I mean, this is what the evolution of humanity is all about. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. And it's just so great you mentioned about the educational piece, because Phoenix school system was ready to take this on. I think it was around 87 or 88. They had taken administrators, teachers out of each school, and a troubled student, a medium student, and an excelling student out of each school. They went through the course, and then they had taken the students, and they actually tested them prior to taking the course, and they post-tested them about a week or two later after the students were asked to actually apply this every day in study hall. And they had jumped, like, years and years in all different areas. You know, like, the more technical areas were less, like maybe 2 years, but in, like, certain things like, just the English language, they had jumped, like, 4 years in grades, in 4 grade years.
And this was before the technology, obviously, that you have today,
yeah,
that accelerates it even more. This was not, if I'm hearing you correctly, this is not with the headphones, the music, and the computers, and this. This was just a different way of teaching this to the students. Is that correct?
That's right. That's back around the time when I became an instructor, around 19
right.
years ago. But
yeah.
the thing is, listen to this, that they actually were ready to put it in. I mean, they got so close, but they put the brakes on right prior to putting it in, because they started doing the math and trying to figure it out. They'd have to retrain every single teacher, first of all,
right,
and then redo the entire curriculum, because when they did the math, they'd have students who were, if they kept going at the speed they were at then, they'd have students entering into, graduating college around the age of 13 years old.
Right, but here's the this is just one possibility among many. You know, today, with the technology being the way it is, it's possible that homeschooled kids could learn this and really excel in a way that they've never even considered before.
Oh.
As well as there could be whole institutions that are built upon this learning and like for private institutions, so that you don't have to retrain all the teachers, you retrain the teachers who want to be within that learning system.
The problem is that there really becomes, after it's completely, are you still there?
Yeah, we've got a caller, so just hold off for a caller. Let him finish this comment, and we'll take your question. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. Well, one of the things is that when you finally get to the point where you're really delivering this,
uh-huh,
the need for teachers starts to drop off. That's what they saw.
Oh, that's
actually, the need for universities kind of drops off first. And deeper sciences, yeah, you know, you're still going to need them, and they're not going to leave because they're hands-on. What I mean by that is you actually do things with your hands, like surgery and other things like that. But a lot of the other stuff, you can just upload it.
Yeah, but the reason for the teachers would be to expand the discussion so that students would have a conscious knowledge of what they only subconsciously know.
That's accurate.
Okay, so the idea here is although they may have all that learning, they would still need the discussion to be able to concretize the information.
Right. It's called conscious application.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that,
right.
That's accurate. Although that can be done with pictures.
Well, I understand, but you still have a human interaction that would be necessary. Otherwise, you have a world of hermits.
That's correct. And there's always going to be the human experience.
Yeah.
To assist each other, there's no
right.
question.
Absolutely.
But the need for, well, for instance, like all the kids that have problems, like what we call star children, indigo, crystal,
yeah.
whatever they
right.
are, these children are accelerated children, but they just simply aren't going to go to this old mold.
Right.
But we
right.
teach them. We
right.
teach them all the time.
And, well, that's great. We have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi. Who are you? Give us your name, please.
Yes. My name's Ed Laurent.
Hi, Ed. And where are you from?
I'm calling you from the Chicago, Illinois area.
Well, that's wonderful. And have you been enjoying the program up till now?
Well, it's always interesting dialogue.
Thank you. It sounds like you're a listener of Akashic Wisdom.
Oh, off and on.
Well, that's great. Welcome. What would you like to ask?
Well, not so much ask. I didn't know if your radio program ever gets involved in discussions about current hot topics affecting not only people in the U.S., but throughout the world, such as infectious disease.
Well, we would be happy to... we're kind of keeping the questions to this topic tonight about what Thomas is talking about with light-speed learning. How would your question relate to what he is talking about this evening?
Probably not too much. Probably
okay.
need to call back and speak to your people on a different time for a different topic.
Well, I'll tell you, that'd be great. And I'll tell you what you can do is email me a question, and then I'll email you back when I'm going to cover that question, and you can get on the phone and we'll discuss it. How about that?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you for taking a moment out of your program to speak to me, and I'll call you back.
Oh, you're welcome. But, and so if you want to email that question, email the question to info@akashicwisdom.com.
Okay, I will do. I wrote that down.
Great. All right. Well, I look forward to talking with you at another program. Thanks for calling in.
I enjoy your program and look forward to speaking to you further.
Great. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Good night. Okay, so back to you, Thomas. You know what? Let's give everyone your contact information again. And this is, you know, an international arena we're talking here. So talk to them about the dates that you're doing international stuff. Also, just as a comment to everyone, if, in fact, you're looking to travel to any of Thomas's workshops, I would suggest that you go to this travel portal, and you can go to, it's www.ytb, that's B as in boy, travel. So it's Y as in yours, T as in Tom, and B as in boy, travel.com/life. Path. That's LIFEPATH, and you will be able to travel on that. And at the rates like of Expedia, you can also buy sports tickets and flowers, and just go there, and you can make all your reservations to go to Thomas's workshop or mine. So, okay. So back to you. Tell us where you're having it, how they contact you, and all that other wonderful things.
Sure. We're actually going to be in the Minneapolis, Minnesota area next weekend, and so that's Friday and Saturday and Sunday. This is an intensive 18-hour course for adults. I just want to share, it only takes us about 5 hours to teach children from the age of 7 to 14, but they're still in the zone, and kids, they're cool. They just, well, we give them the information. They take it in 25,000 words a minute. They take a test, same test the adults do. They get a great grade, and they go, oh, that was cool. What's next? You know, the adults, we teach them how to do it. They take the information in. They, you know, get a great grade on the test, and they go, my God, what just happened? You know, this can't be true. How they tricked me? What's going on? You know, their mind goes into the whirlwind. So they do it again, and they get a great grade, and they go, this is too weird. They start going into this kind of shaky place. And then around the time we're starting to hit 1.2 million words a minute or so, they are going through a life change experience. So, you know, that's when they get angry, usually at the school systems or the educational system for not teaching them this first. And then they go through all this other stuff. We're ready for them. But anyway, the adults take a little longer. And, okay, so we're doing the Minneapolis. And then a couple weeks later, we're going into Chicago. We're going to be in Skokie, Illinois. And then after that, we take a little bit of time off in December, come back in January, I think the first weekend or second weekend in January in Philadelphia. And then we're doing instructor training real intensively in Little Rock, Arkansas, that latter part of that month. Then February, we actually, I believe, do another one in Minneapolis area. And then second week of February, we go to New Zealand. We're in New Zealand for 3 or 4 weeks doing classes throughout the entire country. Then we come back. We're actually in New York City. We're up and down the East Coast doing classes and also California. And then we bounce to Florida. And then we go to Bermuda. And then we go to Peru.
Wow.
So we're all over in different countries.
Right.
You know, but... And then the instructors, of course, are all kicking in. So there's lots more classes coming up. It's just that it's a process that's been around about 40 years, but we've just gotten better at teaching it. And the original individuals that had it are retired, and they're in a different place now, and we're taking it to a new level. And it's not just us. It's a whole group of people, and everybody that's out there that hasn't found this yet.
Right.
You know, we're all in this movement together, and we're not taking credit for it. We're just kind of like maybe some of us are some of the actual ones that start the fire or keep it burning in the beginning stages. But you know what? There's going to be people come on long after us that throw fuel on that fire that's going to get it blazing even bigger and greater than we ever could dream of. So,
sure. You know, I tell you, we have an email question here that I want to just kind of to speak to. It's from Rebecca, and she's a regular listener. She says she loves my show, and I love you. If you love my show, that's great. But she wanted just some clarification, and she has two comments. And so let me just give them to you, and then you can go ahead and answer it. She wanted to have a better understanding of what you meant when you said the people would pay for it now. So we want to expand on that just quickly. And then her comment is we are such a speeded up society, going faster and faster. How about slowing down and being in the moment rather than moving faster to absorb or remember the information? And so that brings up a really good point. Can you, you know, help us understand, you know, how this can benefit and the applications that this would have? Because I think that's another piece. Talk about the benefits of this, because we only have about 10 more minutes left, and I really want them to understand this for you.
Sure, and I'll cover the first question.
Sure.
As far as paying for it, what I meant by that was that in two and a half years, it'll be free. If you want to wait for that, you can do that. But before that, it'll be charged for, and it's going to be in countries that where people can pay for it. We're going to be giving it away in Peru and other third world countries, but actually, that's what I meant. And so you'll go to a class, and it's an intensive in-house class to do this.
I just want to expand on that also. The reason why you're paying for it now is because for the people who want the technology now to be able to do life-changing things within their own realm and their own sphere of influence, they would actually pay for the course. But the intention of this technology, this education, this work, is to be able to offer it to those people to everyone or anyone who wants it for free. However, at this point, things have to be paid for in order to pave that way. So we're kind
That's
of paying
right.
it forward.
That's right. Well, you know, first of all, it's important for people to understand that the money that's coming in is being reinvested. It's going
right.
back into building it in different servers, you know, putting up new software, doing all types of things to be able to deliver it worldwide in multiple languages.
Yeah, but they have to go up to your website. This is not an expensive course in the scheme of things. You know, there are people out there that are teaching programs that are much less advanced to this and charging thousands of dollars for it. This is reasonable. This is very doable.
Yeah, well,
people need to really look at your website and understand that. So, okay, so I'll let you.
Right, and then the other part of the question about, and you're absolutely right, whoever the writer, the
Rebecca.
Question of Rebecca, is that, you see, in order to do this, you have to be in the now. You cannot be anywhere else. Matter of fact, if you're anywhere else, you're in beta.
Yeah.
And you have to exit beta and come into alpha, into a deeper state, so you calm yourself down.
Mm-hmm.
And you go very deep, in deep consciousness when you do this. And how you trigger it back, that remains to be seen when you, if you take the course. But the point being is that when you're in this particular state of consciousness, it's where all health and wellness happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you intuitively, you know, are able to deal with things. That's where you open up this doorway to no time and space. This is where this all happens. And then beyond that, it's the alchemy and everything else. So, nevertheless, most of us are subliminally programmed to stay in beta, and even if we're trying to get out of beta, there's a, such a powerful collective of people that are in this zone of consciousness, that, and we've got kind of a habit of being there, most of us, that we'll just kind of rebound back in without even knowing it, and we go, oh, God, here I am again. You got to kind of calm myself down and get out of this. So, and we know that stress, they say stress is one of the main killers. Well, really, stress is an effect of a cause. The cause is beta. Beta consciousness is the stress zone.
And, you know, they can read an article. You can read an article that Thomas wrote, or actually was an interview with him. And that isn't that on the Edge Life site also, or do you have a copy of that on your site?
I don't think we have a copy at this time on the site. I'm sure we'll pull it up soon. But
yeah, so if you were to go to the Edge Life
Edge Life Expo, isn't it?
Yes, edgelifeexpo.net or .com, and you were to put in Thomas Morton, you would, or Lightspeed Learning, the information is there, and I'm sure Thomas is, if they went up to your website and they emailed you, you'd be glad to mail them a copy of that interview, wouldn't you?
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. So that's another way that you, and there's, it gives you even more detail. But that website, again, it's lightspeed-learning.com, correct?
That's right.
All right. And, this is just so fascinating. I'd like to just share for a moment, I really want you to take just a minute, because I want to close with a couple of things. Now I've taken this course, and now I go back to my real world. How do I apply this in my life?
Well, there are a multitude of ways, but for instance, if you walk into a bookstore and you'd like to have a book, you don't necessarily need to buy it. You can photograph it within 5 to 7 minutes. Walk out with a book in permanent long-term memory, because that's the part of the brain this goes to.
Okay.
And you'd have the book. You just wouldn't have purchased it.
Great.
Or if you would like to tap into other things in alchemy and other things. Well, the biggest piece of this is what it does to a person when they do it. Well, you take a person that doesn't want to know anything about anything spiritual, totally sleeping. We have a lot of them, judges, lawyers, others.
Right.
And they come in because they want to learn faster. And that's great. So they're doing this, but it has this part that it opens up this doorway to the spiritual side of them, and they have a life-changing experience right there in front of us, and we go through this and help them, you know, get through it to as much as we can in 2 days, because it's going to go on and on and on. I've had people call me back going, I can't stand it. You changed my life. I can't live like I used to. I can't lie. I can't do anything. So, you know, it's just wonderful to be in this position. I'm just so grateful. Although, I got to give all recognition to God, personally.
Right.
So I just want to say that.
Of where everything comes from, that's true. Well, I've just enjoyed so much having you on the show. We've got to do this again. And we really want everyone to know all about Thomas and go to his website. And Thomas actually does other things. And if you... if you're curious about what are the things he does, you can also go to info@lightspeed-learning, right? Isn't that right?
That's the email.
That's what I mean. And email you .com and email you and say, what else do you do, Thomas? And you can then direct them and send them information about anything with when it comes to Lightspeed. I'd also like to just share with you folks that this is next week. It's going to be a surprise guest. Not sure who's going to be on, but we're going to be talking, and maybe you'll be my guest. You'll call in. If you're interested in taking a workshop for the Akashic Records, I'm going to be doing one in Minnesota, in Eden Prairie on December 1st and 2nd. That's a level one. And you can email me or call me at 216-691-1233 for either an individual consultation, or if you have any questions about this show or about the Akashic Records, I'm happy to answer those for you. Or again, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So, Ellen, we'd also like to say, if you're interested in knowing more about the Akashic Records, you can also go to www.arc-akashicrecords.org, and that's for the Akashic Records consultant. It's Akashic Record Consultants International who has certified me as an Akashic Record teacher. So, anyway, Thomas, in closing, we have about a minute and a half left. Tell me, what would you like the audience to know that we haven't talked about?
Picture this. When we're giving it away on the internet, and we open up with it with an email bash and an actual media bash to help people understand it's there and where to get it. So that we'll pay for that, and then people go out and they take a look at this, and they'll be able to watch in their language someone instruct them how to do this, along with audio and visual assisting and training to help them go through the process right on the internet with your headphones on your computer, you know, and just watching it at high speed. We'll be able to deliver information at a million and a half words a minute right now. Anyway, we can do that, and actually, you could upload an entire library on a subject in just a few minutes or 10 minutes while you're watching something beautiful take place in front of you. We're streaming right behind it. So it's just a matter of whether or not, you know, people really can grasp that this technology is here. You know, in all of our creative energy with movies and so on, we've actually always been right, and a lot of people have seen The Matrix. And it was just like that. The only difference is we don't shove something into the back of your head.
That's good. So it's not painful at all. It's all pleasure, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. All right. Well, we have to close our program for tonight. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on bbsradio.com. And this is Donna Fox, and I'm going to close the records of the show by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom show tonight on 11/11/2007 by saying amen, 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 and may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we say good night. Have a great week. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. And thank you, Thomas.
Thanks, Don.